Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind everybody of the call-in number, 323-203-0815. And I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here each and every week to be with you. I hope everybody's settling in to great routines for the new year. And we're going to jump right in. Dr. Allen, you're on the air live.
Live. I am ready to serve.
Awesome. So we've done our Monday and Wednesday night shows for the month of January. How was Monday?
Monday was fun, and we just missed the bad rain. So people did get there, and so we had our normal full house, and we had a good dialogue.
Yeah, that's awesome. A lot of tragedy up in the northern part of Southern California, Montecito, Santa Barbara. And our hearts go out to those people and hope everybody's safe. The Thomas Fire really did a number up there. We've got calls waiting, Dr. Allen. Why don't we jump right in?
Let's do it.
All right. Let me tell our operator, our switchboard operator, Ronan. Thank you, Ronan, by the way. You're awesome. And he's going to get one for us right now. Thank you. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
My question is, I feel at times like my boyfriend is trying to make me a zero. So what can I do to make sure I'm not being treated like a zero?
What do you think is an example of him treating you as a zero?
Well, we talk on the phone at least twice a day, and he says...
He calls you, wait a minute, he calls you, you call him.
Both. We call each other.
All right. Well, that's not an example of being a zero. That's an example of being a five and a five, making a 10 continuity contract of reaching out to each other. So you've got to give me a different example.
Okay. Well, what happens is when I'm on the phone with him, if it's, you know, like I said, we talk in the morning and we'll talk in the evening. And if I want to end the conversation because either sometimes we've been on the phone for like 30, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. And I usually get up around 4:30.
Do you not negotiate the time? Do you not let him know at the beginning of the conversation? I'm comfortable with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Do you share your feelings about boundaries?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes I'll say, I don't think I've ever given like a complete time frame, but I'll say, you know, sometimes when he calls, I'll say, I have a few minutes because I need to finish this PowerPoint for work.
Now,
or
I'm going to give you a piece of information. There are four signs of poor communication. One is evasive. I'm going to give you a few minutes is evasive. It's not precise. I have 5 minutes. I have 10 minutes. Evasive, secretive. I want you to mind read me on how long a few minutes is. They can't do that.
Okay.
The third thing is condescending. Well, so you got something else to do that's bigger and better than me? When he says that, that's condescending. Or abrupt. I'm done. Goodbye. That would be an indicator that he's treating you like a zero. So what I'm hearing is you are blaming him for your invasiveness. And I don't know whether you are secretive and want him to mind read you, but give me something that tells me he's treating you without cherishing you.
Well, for example, last night he asked me to call him on my way to work. So I did. And then he made me feel tested because he asked me.
He can't make you feel anything. What did he do that you didn't like?
Well, I didn't like that he quizzed me about our conversation from the night before. He asked me, because when he called me last night, I had fallen asleep at my computer. So when he called me, I woke up, I answered his call, and we had a conversation. And so then this morning when we talked, he asked me, well, what do you remember about our conversation last night? And I said, well,
do you understand that that's what men do? They interview us.
Okay.
You wanted him to mind read you that you didn't want to explain what was going on. He was asking you to give him a memory of how much you remembered of the conversation you had.
Right. And yeah. I was fine with that in the beginning. I told him, well, I don't remember everything because I had just, woke up.
No.
But I said,
did you tell him what you remembered?
Yes, I did.
Fine. And he said that wasn't enough.
Exactly. He was upset that I didn't remember that he asked me certain questions.
I appreciate that I was, awakened in the sleeping, whatever. I will do my best to either not answer a call when I'm asleep so that I don't irritate you, or I'll be honest and tell you what I did understand, and you can decide whether you accept me or reject me for my imperfections.
I see. Okay. Okay. So that would be how I handle it because he actually got upset and frustrated that I didn't remember.
I understand
the
entire conversation. He has a right to be upset and frustrated, and you have a right to say, you have a right to be upset and frustrated, but I'm uncomfortable with this conversation now, and I want to get off the phone. So I'll speak to you at another time if you wish, but I'm done with this conversation.
And that's basically what happened.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. Well, except for he was the one who actually ended the conversation. He said
that's fine too.
Okay.
Because it was an uncomfortable conversation.
Both
of you were upset about the conversation the day before.
Yes.
Feelings aren't negotiable.
Well, I wasn't upset about the conversation last night, but I wasn't. I guess so, yeah, he was. Yes, probably so. Yes.
That's not your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have the right to say, I'm uncomfortable with where this is going, so I want to get off the phone. Okay? And then you'll say, no, stay on the phone, and whatever. And you'll say, you have a right to want me to stay on the phone, but I'm uncomfortable, and I'm going to hang up now.
Okay. So
the rule of thumb is answer the question. He has a right to ask, what do you remember about the conversation? When he's irritated, you have a right to say, you have a right to be irritated by this, but I did the best I could, and I really am getting uncomfortable. So I want to be asked, I want to be excused, if you don't mind, and I'll speak to you another time.
Okay. Okay. And so when I do that, when I ask to be excused and say, can we speak another time, should I then be waiting for him to call me, or does it matter who calls
him? Wait. You don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say when he would call you. You go on with life.
I see. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Okay.
Okay, and that is, we have plans to spend this weekend together. So I guess if he doesn't call me,
coming up or last weekend? Which one?
This coming weekend.
Coming weekend.
Yes, I'm supposed to go to his place to visit him. So if I don't hear from him, should I not go, or?
Is this plan put in? I mean, you're already aware of the plan.
Yes, we're both aware of the plan.
Okay. So there's nothing wrong with you calling and saying, is this weekend still on or off?
Okay. 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 Thank you. That's very helpful.
A non-answer is a negative answer. You're in the doghouse.
Okay. Okay.
So always have a plan B.
Okay. I will do that. I will have a plan B.
Got it. Let's find out.
Thank you.
If the plan is still on. And remember,
okay,
evasive, secretive, condescending, and abrupt are not good communication techniques.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller. I love those, Dr. Allen, when you talk about that, the evasive, and, you know, when someone's a zero.
Hello,
ladies. Oh, hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
I do. So, a man has been dating me for a week.
Good.
Okay. We had our first date Saturday and our second date yesterday. On our first date, we've got great chemistry. We feel pretty compatible. He asked me to be his girlfriend on the first date. And I had a few drinks, so of course I knocked out my instinct. And I agreed. The next day I was,
wait a minute. Did that allow you to, did you then consummate your relationship?
No.
So you made,
I agreed to
keep. People know, men know very often if they have chemistry for someone. So if he's had any form of mind altering drug, you know, he may have been freed up to say, will you be my girlfriend? That may have been a good thing to say in that occasion, but it may not have held up. As long as you don't have intercourse with him, you're not doing anything physically risky by saying, you know, I'm going to consider being your girlfriend or whatever.
So I said yes. And the next day, I kind of felt uncomfortable because I feel rushed almost.
Wait a minute. The only thing that's a rush is intercourse.
Okay.
Everything else is either affection, he holds your hand, put his arm around you, or whatever, or he's asking you to be a girlfriend on the first date. When you say rushed, wait a minute. When you say you feel rushed, that means you want to determine the pace of the relationship and that you're the man or the mom. Do you want to be the mom?
Oh, Dr. Pat, I thought I was doing it right. I felt like it was an instant relationship. So I was kind of panicking.
Darling, so an last instant night, relationship. Instant relationship would be, he said, I want you to be my girlfriend. And you start taking off your clothes. That's too fast.
Okay. And it's the first date. That's not premature monogamy.
Darling, do you want to be the control freak of the relationship?
No. But I'm acting like it, aren't I?
You did. You decided he was too rushed. You decided, you know, it was not feminine. That's all I can say.
Oh, goodness. Well, now, listen to this. Last night, we had our second date, and I used your tools to make an appointment, and I told him that I appreciated that he wanted me to be his girlfriend, but I felt like it was too soon, and that I just wanted to kind of slow things down a little bit.
Him. Wait a minute. You mothered him on the second date.
Oh, no. What do I do? So he was totally okay with it. He's like, okay, fine. You're going to be my girl regardless. He's taken his dating profile down. He's not dating anybody else. He said he'll be patient and let me go slowly. So what do I
wait
do
a minute.
From here? Do
wait
I go back
wait
and
a
say,
minute.
Never mind?
Wait a minute. Okay. You're the one that says yes and no. You're trying to control the way he's asking for what he wants rather than saying, thank you so much. I will sincerely consider your offer and I feel good about it today.
Okay. So now that I've stuck
really
my mom's foot in my mouth.
What?
Where do I go from here? I said, now that I stuck my mom's foot in my mouth.
Why don't you do it not at all on the third date and only say no to immoral, unethical, and illegal activities?
Okay. See, I thought I was doing it right, that I should be still duty dating, and it was too soon. And
darling, you sound so far up into your head.
Oh.
Why don't you get a very, very feminine man who doesn't ask for what he wants?
You know, doctor, I think he might be feminine because when he asks me, he's like, well, where do you want to go? And I try to make him take the lead. Like, just,
honey, wait a minute. He took the lead and you cut him down for it. He was attracted to you when he met you. And he said, I want you to be my girlfriend. And you said it's too rushed. And you did something similar the second date. Do you understand you're mad at him for leading and for not leading?
Oh. Okay. So now that I've told him that I want to take it a little slower, right, and he's willing to take it slower, what do I do? How do I get back on track? I don't know what to do from here. Do I tell him, say, hey, never mind, I'll be your girlfriend?
Could you be passive, patient, and vulnerable to his leadership?
Yes.
And would you please only say no to immoral, unethical, or illegal activities?
Okay.
Would you please say yes to moral, ethical, and legal activities?
Yes.
Would you be his co-pilot, please?
Yes. Okay.
Are you really that attracted to him that you're spinning?
Yes. I am attracted to him. I'm so afraid of jumping in to something.
Honey, so fast. I hate to mention this. You jumped in with both feet on his leadership.
Oh, and that's the whole point. Okay. So we text, and he's going to call me tonight. He made an appointment to call me. Do I say anything to get it back on track? Okay.
No, dear. Get back on track because you're the one that's taking it off the track.
Yes.
Down, girl.
Okay.
Down.
Okay. So I don't need to tell him, hey, never mind. I'll be your girlfriend. Let's go for it.
Dear, that's you leading again.
That's me leading again. So I just wait for him to bring it up then.
And then you tell him whether you're comfortable or not comfortable. You have the veto right. He has the initiative right.
Okay. Oh, I thought I was doing it so well.
Well,
I'm a recovering
was your mother
man,
a man?
Dr. Pat.
Wait a minute. Was your mother a man?
Oh, she's a man and a man hater.
Well, her training is showing up and it's running into mine.
Yeah, and I don't want to be a man or a man hater. And my dad was absent, so she was my mom and my dad. And then she had, desperate relationships throughout my childhood. So,
all I want to know is, do you want him to cherish you by leading you, or do you want him to respect you and let you run the show? What do you want?
No. I want to be cherished.
Then you've got to wait until he asks for things.
Okay. All right, I got it. Thank you.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks, caller. Good luck.
Thanks.
Women want generally, I want to be with a man. Men want specifically, I want you to be my girlfriend. So, when women want to be the man,
hello?
Then the man has to learn how to speak like a woman.
Exactly. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, is this me online?
Yes, you're on the air live.
Oh, hi. I have a question for Pat. I have a date in a couple of hours, and it's been so long since I've gone
your
out.
Date or his date? Who asked for the date?
He asked for the date.
Okay, so you're going to be the girl, and he's going to be the boy. So you're going to get together in an hour or two?
Yeah, in about 2 hours.
Two hours.
I'm really nervous because in the past, my nerves are kind of coming in and I almost feel like I want to cancel. And it's just because I'm so scared of screwing it up like I've done in the past where I've let the masculine part of me, show up at the date, and I don't want that to happen today. So I was just curious, what should I talk to him about, and,
darling,
what kind of thing
should
I say?
You should respond to what he's talking to you about.
Okay.
Be interested in what he has to say. Not interesting on what you have to say.
But to get him to, talk
no, no,
more.
No. When you try to get a man to do anything, you're the man.
Okay. So how
you
should I behave?
Morally, ethically, and legally. okay. He meets you and he says, oh, you're gorgeous. I want to make love to you. Say, thank you. That's a wonderful, fun idea, but it's too soon for me, so no. You have the veto right.
I think.
But be courteous.
All right. And then my other question was, since
What did you decide to do about the last question I just answered? Are you going to lead or are you going to follow?
I'm going to follow, so I'm going to be polite. I'm going to listen. But my question, I think I'm still not clear. So if whatever he's talking about, like, how do I respond in a feminine way that's not masculine? Because I know that's where I go with men, and I know that's where I failed before, and I just don't want to go back there.
Well, if you're a man, you'll take charge of the conversation. If you're a woman, you'll be interested in his conversation and tell him so.
So
did you
just,
like your
you
job?
Know.
Did you help him tell his story?
Okay. So keep asking like inquisitive questions so that he talks about himself.
Yes. And if he asks you about you, tell the truth simply. Which
hey,
means,
Dr. Pat, can you do a role play? Give her an example with a role play?
Sure. Dear lady, pretend you're him. What would you be saying to me that you want me to demonstrate an answer for?
If So let's say, for example, he's talking to me about his work. So I work at a university. I do this kind of work with the law school, and I really enjoy it, and it allows me to travel.
And where do you travel?
I go to around the U.S. a lot, and I go abroad as well, which is interesting.
What's the most interesting place you visited?
I've visited
Vietnam. Are you understanding what I'm doing?
Yes, I get it.
What he leads, you respect and pay attention to.
Okay.
Don't compete
but
for attention.
But what if he doesn't ask me anything about myself? Because, I mean, I don't want it also to be one-sided. I would like him to know about me as well.
There you go. You're starting to design the date again. You're starting to design it. Why don't you be passive, patient, and vulnerable to his leadership?
Okay. Could we maybe do a role play for how I should respond in case he asks me something?
Well, then ask me and I'll role play. So what are you afraid he's going to ask you? Ask me. What are you afraid he's going to say?
I'm not afraid of what he's going to say. I'm just afraid of how I'm going to respond will be my masculine energy coming out instead of my feminine.
So what would it be? In this case, he's telling you brought up a story of him telling you about his work. And I drew you out a little. Was any part of that strange for you?
No.
Could you pretend?
I think I can do that.
Could you pretend that you're the woman and he's the proud man and you want to be interested in his story?
Yeah, I can do that.
Then do that, because that's what ladies do. They don't compete.
Okay. I had another question. So we've been talking online. We met online, and he hasn't asked me for my number, and I wasn't sure if I should give mine to him, or what do you think?
I think you should be passive, patient, and vulnerable when he wants something to ask for it.
Okay, so just be passive about the number as well.
And patient.
Well, if he asks for it, give it to him. If you're comfortable, give it.
Okay, but I shouldn't offer it to him first.
Offering it is masculine.
Okay.
Giving is masculine. Receiving and giving back is feminine.
Okay, and then, okay, I do have a third question. So he had asked that we meet somewhere where I just didn't feel comfortable going. And he had asked me to, I mean, not somewhere. He had asked me to meet him in a different town that's not too far from where I live. And I just didn't want to travel tonight.
And what did you, what did you say to him?
So I responded that, you know, is it okay with you if you pick the place and we also meet here in town? You know, what do you think?
So you gave him a plan. You gave him a plan.
Well, my question is,
Wait, you haven't given me a chance to give an answer.
Sorry.
It's called, you have a right to ask me to go to that town. I'm not comfortable. I would be more comfortable if we met near my place, my home, which is blah, 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 whatever the area is. See, when you talk to him from your comfort zone rather than your intellect.
Okay. Okay.
You're not comfortable driving over there. You'd be more comfortable over here.
Right. So I kind of told him that, but I didn't tell him about being comfortable. I was just like, I would prefer to meet, you know, here in town.
Wait a minute. Is prefer the same as the word comfortable?
No.
Prefer is masculine. Comfortable is feminine. Do you want him to respect you or cherish you?
Cherish.
Then speak from your feelings, not your intuition and your intellect.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I'm also curious. Yes, I can, with some practice, I'll choose
my
words more.
Can you practice tonight speaking feminine?
Yes, I'll practice tonight.
Great. Then call back and give us an update. We've got other calls waiting, so thank you so much for calling.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Good luck.
Okay. I think we have another caller on. Caller, are you with us? You're on the air live with Dr. Allen.
Hello?
Hi, caller. Hello? You're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a question for you. I am 48 years old, not married, and a man, 53 years old, is going out with me. He's the masculine energy. I'm the feminine energy in this company.
Good.
And this is the 9th month anniversary we just have passed, but we're not celebrating our anniversaries often. So it's passed, but it's 9 months has passed. I did the contract before getting involved with him sexually, just the way you said it, or taught me. And the other part that I have is that day before yesterday, we were having a full conversation, and he was complaining that his young employee cannot communicate, and he talked about it a lot, and I listened. I said, oh, how could they? I'm trying to be as supportive as I can. But and then a question came up, and I asked him on the spot, I said, how do you think our communication is? And he said, good. My answer was, how good? Can you quantify it? And he said, it could have been better if we talked about serious stuff. And I know that could have been better, talking about serious stuff, like more intimate stuff, moving along stuff. And I asked him, I said, what can I do to make it better? His answer was, I don't want to be pushed. It needs to be organically. And I said, okay. I shut my mouth. I said, okay. And I changed the subject.
You know what? I hear that you deferred to him. You gave him the role of leader. And he let it sit on the table, which is fine as long as he's willing to accept that if he doesn't lead, you have nobody to follow.
Exactly. And I don't know how to give that message, to be honest with you, because I have a feeling...
You don't need to give the message. Wait a minute. No. You don't need to give a message. That's you leading. He's told you that he likes in-depth conversations, but does he start them?
He doesn't start them. No, he doesn't start them.
Then I want you to know you're being punished for not being a man.
And I'm getting punished when I'm being a man in a relationship because I ask for permission.
Wait a minute. I don't hear you being the man.
I try to be a man.
What?
Oh, sorry.
I hear him saying he wants you to bring up deep conversations. That's him asking you to be the man.
Yeah, I don't want to be the man.
Then why don't you say, I'm more than willing to converse with you on whatever subject you want to talk. But I want you to talk. I want you to start it. I'm not comfortable doing that. That's too intellectual for me. I would rather work with you, talk with you, share with you when you want to, how you want to.
Okay.
I think you're doing fine from what I heard. I heard a woman who wants to be cherished for being a partner to a man that wants to talk about serious things. I don't hear that you're refusing to talk. I just don't hear that you want to mother him by leading him.
Yeah, that's been there, done that. I'm not doing that again. It's like not happening ever.
I know.
So I have a question for you.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Why don't we just let him lead you to the edge and push you over the edge or start to lead you and see if you respond?
Okay. Let me reiterate what I understood. I should be patient.
What?
I should be patient,
passive,
right? That's what
passive,
you're telling.
Passive.
Passive. Passive.
Patient,
I need to let him lead.
And vulnerable.
Patient and vulnerable.
You can ask him, do you have anything you want to talk about? You can ask him if he has something to talk about.
Okay, but if he says no, but I have to be supportive, vulnerable, and patient until he says yes.
Well, why would he's telling you how to be a man. You don't want to be a man. You're going to ask him what he wants you to talk to him about. All he's got to say is, I want your opinion about whatever. I'm sure you'll have an opinion once he asks you for it.
Yes, if he starts asking for it, he's just not moving. I guess
if he's not moving, if he's not moving, he's doing passive aggressive. Do not let him train you to be his mother.
Yeah.
So many women want to be the mother, want to be the leader, pilot, that men are starting to want women to do it. And they are accepting passive, patient, and vulnerable. Well, you have a right not to want to be active, competing, conquering. You have a right to be a woman.
Yeah, I like being a woman.
I have no problem with when men want to be feminine and women want to be masculine. But you don't sound like you want to be masculine, mama.
No, I don't. I really don't. I hate that.
But
actually,
you can say, do you have any subject you want to talk about? That's database. That's nothing wrong with that.
His answer usually is, things will come up when they come up.
Then I'm willing to accept being in your company and enjoying myself doing that. I'm willing to talk whenever you want.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay, so in the meantime, while I'm waiting, basically being patient and vulnerable, I should be happy in his company.
I hope so, that you appreciate walking or sitting or looking at the sun or whatever. What do you do together that's fun?
We go out to shows, we go out to concerts, we go out to see movies, sometimes he cooks for me.
You're doing things, and you're willing to talk to him, but his subjects, because you're already having a good time.
Yes, we are.
And you're willing to give him a good time as soon as he asks for what he wants.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I am. Okay. I got it.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Good, good,
thank
good.
You very much.
Sure.
I appreciate it. I'm following you, by the way. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks,
okay.
Caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Stay in the feminine. Terrific.
She sounded fine to me when she stated.
I think she was definitely doing it right, Dr. Allen. You know?
If she wanted to be a woman.
Yeah.
Do you realize so many women are training so many men to be followers?
Yes. Yes, I do. I see a huge trend in that direction, and it's kind of disheartening.
Well, we're bringing it up.
Sound like we had a caller that didn't pick up. I forgot to remind everybody, if you get a weird call after you've called over to the radio station, you might want to answer it. It's probably us.
Okay.
So, Dr. Allen, I've had a lot of questions lately, and I think sometimes people get a little confused. So I wanted to touch base with you on something. Sure. We have really terrific seminars that are local in California, Orange County. But a lot of our people are like, oh, well, I can't come. And I try to explain
there
to them this.
There are people that do come.
Yes, there are.
They fly in from New York or wherever.
Oh, for all over. I know we have a lady coming in from London, and I know we had one coming in from Australia, which is really exciting. But I just wanted to touch base with you and let everybody know that you do private phone appointments for LifeScript. You do private phone appointments for just anything, and you do private phone appointments for dreams. I get a lot of people asking about dreams, and we can't do dreams on the air for a couple of reasons, but one of them is that they're very in-depth and complicated and very personal. Same thing with the live script, that they can call you for a private appointment for both of those things and for really anything they needed to talk to you about. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. And so I want to say to everybody, when you need to, you want to, you're interested in, but you can't make it to the seminar, Dr. Allen does private phone appointments for those things like LifeScript and dream reading, which is incredibly fascinating. And Dr. Allen is an incredible whiz at it. So you would reach out to info@drpatallen.com. You could go to our website, www.drpatallen.com, to get some email addresses and telephone numbers. And I also wanted to talk to you, Dr. Allen, about some of our really amazing products that we have. And those can be found at One Eye Store. You can sign up for the seminars at One Eye Store, but that's not all you can do. You can find some amazing titles that Dr. Allen has, the One Institute has created for everyone. You can find her incredible books. Let me see. You can find her new one. So exciting. It's A Man's World, But a Woman's Universe. And you can find Conversational Rape, which is one of my personal favorites. One of the first things I ever read by Dr. Allen. You can find our Getting to I Do, but there's also DVD sets. Dr. Allen, what's your favorite DVD set? What's your favorite DVD set that we have?
The Over 50 Relationship.
Oh, I love that one. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, that's where people are 45 to 55 years old. And they're both male, and they're both female now, because his testosterone is going down, and therefore the estrogen in his body is making him extremely sensitive and feeling-centered. And she, her estrogen's going down, and she is getting smarter by the day with her testosterone and progesterone, so that they can do, I think, how do you feel? I feel, what do you think? Or they can do, I think, what do you think? What do you feel? What do I feel? It's when you're so androgynous that the four of you can waltz and waltz and waltz conversationally and not really feel competitive.
Or get tired.
Right. So, it's very stimulating.
And one of the other things that's so connected to all of your work is the Want Training, which teaches you how to, and I love the way you say it, so I'm going to have you say it, and how to realign the way you talk.
Well, my doctoral work is androgynous semantic realignment. Androgynous means men have masculine bodies, but feminine souls, the anima. And women have feminine bodies, but masculine souls, the anima. So there's really four people using your throat, your voice, to communicate. And the three ways we communicate are intimidate with fear. That's not very fun.
No.
Or seduce with guilt and shame. Or negotiate with love. I think, how do you feel about it? What can I do to help us feel better? I don't feel very good about this. What do you think about doing it this way? And what can I do to help you and I do better? These are all very well stated in the series of CDs called Want Training for Effective Living.
Yes, yes. That one is awesome. Well, you know, Dr. Allen, these are all great. I'm going to give them the web address again before we go. It's www.wantistore.com and www.drpatallen.com. Again, info@drpatallen.com is the email address you're going to use, but you can click links and find all kinds of information at the websites. Please visit. Sign up for our newsletter to get all the latest information. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
Well, my standard is the only way you know you love yourself or anyone else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Beautiful. Good night, everyone. We'll be back next week.
Good night.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.